This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Every semester, the University of South Florida picks an outstanding graduate on each of the system's three campuses. This fall, the honoree on the Tampa campus has a curriculum vitae that would make some professors jealous. 21-year-old Stephanie Radu was born in Toronto and lived in 12 cities, training as a competitive swimmer and surfer before settling in Florida. Outside the classroom at USF, she formed a service club to raise money for the homeless and competed for both the surf and equestrian teams. But it was inside the lab and classroom where she really shined. She volunteered as a freshman to be a research assistant at the Byrd Alzheimer's Institute and ended up conducting neonatal research at Tampa General Hospital and epidemiological research at USF Public Health. Along the way, she racked up a 3.89 GPA, a scholarship to study in Spain, and she graduated in 3.5 years. If that's not enough, during her sophomore year, she had heart surgery. We sat down with Stephanie Radu days after she received her degree in biomedical sciences, as well as the Outstanding Graduate Award.
It was really nice to be recognized because I spent so much time working and juggling classes and research that I never really talked about my accomplishments. My mom and my brother didn't even know in Canada what I was really doing. So when they drove down, I told them it might be a little something, I'm going to be on stage, but they just thought I was going to school and working. So it was really nice to have them see what I had done at USF.
You also formed a club while you were here. What was that like? What was that about?
Public service is something very close to my heart, especially the topic of homelessness. And when I looked around campus, I wasn't sure how many available opportunities were available for students to have a hands-on connection with the homeless issue in Tampa Bay, which is a huge problem, especially with children. Eventually, we had so many great supporters and students who were really interested in volunteering within the homeless community that it did turn into a club. So within the first semester, we held a 5K fundraiser called the Trick or Trot, kind of like a Halloween costume fun run, and it raised $3,000 and had over 300 people come out. So it was a great event, and we were able to put together care packages that we donated and distributed to the homeless people that went to Trinity Cafe in Tampa.
Your sophomore year, you end up having heart surgery as a 19-year-old with no family around. What was that like? What were you going through, and how long had you been going through it?
I was born with congenital heart disease, so I had always known that it was kind of one of those things that I'd have to check up on yearly. During a surf trip in Puerto Rico in the spring semester of my sophomore year, I figured out something might not be too right anymore. Having heart surgery was a little bit difficult because I was working full-time. I was taking 12 credit hours during the summer, including organic chemistry 2 and cell biology and immunology. So in all honesty, I feel extraordinarily privileged to have had heart surgery because there are so many young adults and children that aren't able to have a cure to their heart disease. So it was an amazing experience, and I'll carry that with me throughout my own medical practice. When I'm a surgeon, I can tell my patients, hey, I had heart surgery too, I know what it's like, but I would also recommend them to undergo sedation and not stay awake during it because it was quite painful, but it was a great experience and I'm very grateful for it.
The 3.89 GPA, all these other honors, and you did this all in 3.5 years with this health issue. How? What has driven you forward all this time?
I'm very passionate about what I do, and I love everything. I love science. I love giving back, and I feel an extraordinarily strong sense of purpose to serve others, and I've had that in me since I was very young. And maybe that was ingrained in me from my family, saying, you know, what's your purpose in society? But it's so important to me to make something greater than myself to offer to other people. From a very young age, I was very aware there's so many young women who don't even have the right to an education. There's so many young women who, men as well, that might not be able to survive past age 20 and actually make a career of themselves. I'm so lucky to even experience the hardships of life and that I can actually go to school and give back to others. That's what drives me, is I'm given the opportunity to do so and the potential to have an impact, and I think it would be a shame not to use that to the greatest of my abilities. I love studying because I'm learning, and that's a privilege to learn, and I love serving others because that's a privilege to help and to do so many things. So I really feel very grateful to do everything that I do, and that's what drives me, and I've had a very strong work ethic, probably from swimming and surfing competitively throughout my life. It's been a great experience to open my eyes and see, okay, well, I worked really hard, so now it's time to go to medical school and do what I worked for.
13 interviews for med school, including three of your leading candidates, Oregon, Mayo Med School, and Harvard. Not easy places to get into. What do you want to do after med school? What do you want to specialize in?
While I do have my specific interests, I think that I would be so happy doing any specialty in medicine. That's how I know it's the right career for me. And maybe I'll fall in love with hematology my first year. I'm not really sure. But right now, what it seems like I'd really like to do is head into school where I can eventually go into pediatric surgery residency and then subspecialize in fetal surgery. Doing that is very important because I also really love gene therapy, and I'd like to use similar methods to the gene therapy injections that I'm doing now at the Bird Institute and see if that can somehow reverse and prevent the disease progression of genetic diseases in utero. I'd love to go into academic medicine because mentorship is completely invaluable. I love teaching, and I think that I'd love to also be able to be a mentor to future STEM students and women in STEM as well. I'd also like to work with Doctors Without Borders and also maybe UN Women. International advocacy for public health is a huge concern to me, and I'd love to implement that in my future as well.
You mentioned there the idea of serving as a role model for particularly young women looking to get into the STEM field. What advice would you have for someone maybe in high school, just not sure what they want to do, or even starting college, where you were 3.5 years ago with a plan, but not really sure where it was going to take you?
Often as a woman, we're told that to succeed in STEM or to succeed in academics, we have to adjust ourselves to fit the stereotype of what an academic looks like. And I strongly believe that being able to embrace femininity and embrace the fact that we are emotional or maybe able to better communicate when it comes to emotions, that is a skill set, and that is a positive rather than a negative, and that offers the opportunity to better connect with patients and with peers. And I think that being proud of being a woman in STEM is so important, and I highly encourage it. There's so many different fields that are still very male-driven, and even the ones that are not anymore, there's still always a feeling of having to fight the system. So I highly encourage any women, go and find it, because there are so many opportunities out there, and I think it's very important to be proud of being a woman in those fields.
Well, Stephanie Radu, congratulations again on the honor, and best of luck in the future, and thank you very much again for joining us.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.